A defamation lawsuit that is rocking Fox News is reaching the top levels of the parent company. Fox Corporation boss Lachlan Murdoch is being questioned for hours today, under oath, behind closed doors at a Los Angeles law firm. The voting tech company Dominion Voting Systems alleges that guests and hosts on Fox News defamed it by saying it committed fraud to deny then-President Donald Trump victory in the 2020 election. NPR's David Folkenflik is covering the lawsuit. Hey, David.
Hey, Mary Louise.
I got to say, this has taken me right back to November 2020 when Fox made that call that has influenced events ever since. Explain.
Well, PTSD for sure, especially for Fox. The key context here is the network's call of Arizona for Democratic nominee Joe Biden, the first of any TV network to do so. Trump and his advisors pressured the network stars and Lachlan and his father, Rupert Murdoch, to reverse it. The Murdochs refused. And even so, for days afterward, key hosts and guests pushed Trump's lies. Dominion is alleging they did so in a concentrated effort to win back Trump voters who abandoned the network over that Arizona call.
Okay, so to today's developments, I mentioned this is all behind closed doors. The judge has ordered these depositions stay confidential. Do we know what Dominion's attorneys want to ask Lachlan Murdoch about?
Well, so Dominion's attorneys have argued in court that this was orchestrated from the bottom of the network, Fox News, to the top of the parent company, Fox Corp. And they've deposed seemingly everyone, from junior producers to executives to the stars who helped give these lies airtime, such as Jeanine Pirro, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Maria Bartiromo. Fox has said these claims are inherently newsworthy. After all, they came from the then-president and his campaign's lawyers. But Dominion says Lachlan and his father, Rupert, told Trump no, that he lost not just Arizona. Rupert told Trump he lost the election. And Fox News and The Wall Street Journal, which are both owned by the Murdochs, their reporters repeatedly debunked those claims of fraud. Dominion's lawyers are therefore arguing that, look, the Murdochs' news staff's newsy claims were Fox. The Murdochs rejected the Trump campaign's demands and said they were false. They knew those claims were false, and yet Fox broadcast them anyway. That's a key element for proving defamation.
What does it stake for Lachlan Murdoch personally?
Well, a lot. Lachlan is still proving himself as a worthy successor, overseeing this huge corporate media empire from his father, Rupert Murdoch. As one corporate governance authority told me, it's the kind of moment that can make or break reputations, a testimony like this. Investors are wary of their plans to recombine the family's print and broadcast arms of their media empire, which is seen as a move that's trying to help Lachlan consolidate power before his father's departure from the scene. And let's be clear, his adult siblings are skeptical of his skills. They take issue with Fox's hardline conservatism under Lachlan's leadership. Let's add one tiny little other element. He's suing an Australian news site called Crikey for defamation about issues closely related to what we're talking about today.
Real quick, David, are they going to go all the way to the top and depose Lachlan's dad, Rupert Murdoch?
Well, that's the last big name left, right? The last domino to fall for Dominion. And they are supposed to be able to do that before the end of the year. We'll see what that happens. Of course, there's always the small possibility of a settlement or, you know, Fox gets one more bite at the apple before trial to get to say you should dismiss this case.
Okay.
Until then, the trial date's in early spring.
All right. Thank you. That's NPR's David Folkenflik.
You bet.